It's the Gold Coast 92.5. Triple M, Bridge Spider and Flan, 26 atop today. Maybe some showers, rain back tomorrow and on Wednesday, then easing off Thursday. It's 6:52, an hour later on the tweet, as we learn more about this COVID variant, Omicron, Bridge.
Yes, no one knew anything about it a few days ago, and now it's a household name already. We need to know as much as we can. And we're going to have a little listen right now with Dr. Chris Moy, who's the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, with the latest.
Everybody's grappling to work out, first up, whether it is something that can spread more quickly, that means be more infectious, and also whether this is something that can evade our vaccines. It's likely that our vaccines will still be effective. It's just whether it'll be a little bit less effective.
Now, we know Pfizer is working on a new injection, perhaps, whether it's a booster, yep, within the next 100 days. But I tell you what, if we've learned something over the last 2 years, it's to fly by the seat of our pants.
You sure have to. Mm.
And someone who has an incredibly grown-up job, and it must be a difficult day with many a meeting, Patricia O'Callaghan from the CEO of Destination Gold Coast. Hello, Patricia.
Morning. It's great to be here.
Now, is it great to be Monday? What kind of day have you got ahead of you, and what are you looking at with are you worried that Queensland might get a bit tough, a bit strict?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was interesting news over the weekend as it developed and we saw the world react in different ways to it. But I think listening to Dr. Aitken over the weekend is, you know, we do need to be cautious, but at this point, not alarmed. And I think the next hours and days, as we learn more about how this new variant reacts with us, I think that's when we'll know, obviously, how our Australian and Queensland leaders. But for the point, for the time being, we're holding on. This is a really critical period for us this Christmas, especially after 2 years of, you know, heartbreak. So fingers crossed, but we'll have to wait and see.
Patricia, is it too late? Like, is a lot of people starting to cancel now? Or is it just that, you know, with this in the back of their mind, they're thinking, you know what, things are just going to get too hard. We don't want to risk. You know, have you seen a drop in accommodation and, you know, people coming to, not people coming to the Gold Coast, but those people that have booked over the last 48 hours?
We haven't heard mass cancellations at this stage. And I think what visitors and travellers are getting used to is that they do try to hold on as long as possible, or they're booking right up until the date. So we know, we've heard from the airport, they've got a strong capacity loaded into the system for our Christmas period. Occupancy, especially over Christmas and Boxing Day, you know, is over 70% now. So, but we know that pickup happens, you know, in 24, 48 hours. Yeah. So every day we're growing. So I think everyone in Australia is holding on at the moment. We're waiting to see. And I think, you know, as I said, the next hours and days will be critical.
Patricia, I felt for you over the weekend. You know, when you're trying to provide nothing but certainty and you've got infrastructure in place and you're finally convincing people to come back to work and be in line to be in work when the demand is there and all of that stuff, when you heard that there was something called Omicron, what was the first letter of the first word you said out loud?
Well, I probably can't repeat what I
said. Just the first letter's fine.
Because mine was F.
But I do think probably everyone, especially in the tourism industry, did have a bit of a here we go again.
Yeah, they need a break.
About it, because, you know, we are entering this period with such hope and optimism. We're so close to 80%. Now, you know, we're ramping up. If anything, we're trying to deal with the skills shortage. That's been our biggest challenge.
Okay.
But I think, you know, we are in the mindset now that we have to be ready for anything. I was with nearly 300 of our operators at our AGM last week. And, you know, we just said we have to be ready for whatever the world throws at us. Now, in saying that, these are the operators that have been running on empty, you know, and they're doing whatever they can to hold on. So that's where we're cautious now. We're not alarmed, but we'll wait for the information to come to us and react when it does.
Well, it's a good thing that the PCR tests, is that the name of them? I can never remember.
That's right.
It's great that they're free now, so hopefully that's helped with that hesitancy. Good luck in the next 72 hours, 2 weeks, whatever it's going to be.
They're doing the genomic testing now.
Yeah, Patricia O'Callaghan, the CEO of Destination Gold Coast, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.